Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
Broadcasting and Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Christopher Tracy, and I am joined tonight, as I am every Tuesday night live, by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius forever and ever. And ever love. Aloysius, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So how are things with you?
Actually relaxing right now. It's about 46 degrees here. I think it started off about 30-some-odd degrees. It's kind of cool, but, you know, kind of getting used to it. It is warming up compared to the winter, but it's still a little cool. Other than that, you know, everything is everything, man. That's what it's going to be.
Amen.
And yourself?
I'm doing okay. It's a little hot here. The current temperature is 78, but it's been close to 90 every day. Just relaxing. You know, those nights when you have, it's like, you know, 30 degrees, 40 degrees, that's some good sleep you get those nights. Nice and cool.
No, that is true.
Yep. So, what else is going on? What's in the news there? What's in the news in Michigan?
I have no clue. I don't really watch news. I watch more weather than I do news. News is always going to be depressing.
What about the hood news?
There's all type of attempted murders going on here, but you know that's to be expected because it's warming up, and the young Thundercats are trying to, you know, get their reputation up before the summer actually hits. You know, it's that same cycle of people getting out of prison and their other younger family members going to prison. You know, it's all over the world, basically.
We're getting out of prison and in a hurry to get back in, it seems.
Exactly. That does happen, too.
Yep. How's the family?
Pretty good, I guess. They're doing pretty good. I've talked to everyone except for my dad, of course, but he's cool, too. He had a birthday this past Sunday, I think. But, you know, everything is everything with that, too. Still making plans to go down there in June, the end of June, I think. I'm not for sure yet.
Really, really? What's going to be the occasion?
I think they're going to have some strange family reunion where everybody's talking the gang of shit, but... You know, just come down to see family, friends, or whatever. But that's my main mission, is just to see, you know, my family. That's about it. You know, take my daughter down here and with her complain about how hot it is, basically.
Well,
but other than that, you know.
Well, I'll be down there. I'm generally there every weekend in the summer. So I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So, anything going on in the dating scene? Any encounters with the ladies?
Oh, man. A couple. A couple of dates, I guess. One girl, well, first of all, I never told her my name, which is kind of crazy. And she kept saying that I did, and I was like, well, okay, well, fuck it, I told you my name, so what is it? And she goes on this rant that she couldn't remember, and I was like, well, just look for your phone, look for your computer, and, you know, find it. Whenever you find it, give me a call back then, bitch, because I know for sure I never told her my name. It's just, you know, and she kept hitting around to it, and she's like, well, let me get a business card. I was like, no, I'm not giving you a card. You know, why the fuck would I want to give you a card? You already have my phone number. You already are on one of my, one of the social media accounts that I have. But that media account does not have my name, mind you. So, so it's like, I'm going to just call you Daddy, Big Daddy. And I was like, bitch, you can call me whatever you want to, but until you find my, until you pronounce my name, say my name, then you don't really know me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine, like, now she's probably still searching, or she probably gave up. I don't know. But it's funny because, you know, her pictures say something else about her, and then I finally meet her, and she's kind of just built like a cheese curl. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? You know, it was disappointing.
It's disappointing. That's what I was about to say. It's disappointing.
Yeah, man. And then the better Asian chick, new Asian chick, cannot pronounce my name, and it is extremely irritating.
The Asian chick?
And a new Asian chick.
Not the one
gave
that
up on her too.
Not the one that had your number, but then got locked up, and her friend dialed your number.
No, totally different girl.
Mm. Okay, so do tell us about
pronounce my name to save her life, though. You know, she's rather nice looking. She's nice on the eyes. Just can't pronounce my fucking name, and it's irritating. Even after me telling her about 30 times, you know, how to pronounce my name. And part of it is...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Part of it is... I'm sorry.
Her dialect, you know, the way that she speaks in general.
Mm-hmm.
And that does come into play a little bit. But still, though, it shouldn't be that hard to pronounce my name. And I kind of gave up on her a little bit after that shit. So I don't know about fucking with her either. So I'll just be moving on to the next person. Maybe in a couple weeks or...
Why are you giving up on her? You know... Imagine if she was mute and couldn't speak.
I've gone through that before, too.
As a disability.
No, fuck that. She's extremely intelligent, so pronouncing my name shouldn't be that hard, though. You know.
Have you tried writing it down for her and then having her look at it that way?
She has a business card. Yeah, it's written down on the card.
Okay.
You know. And it comes out all type of strange-ass ways. And I'm like, no, bitch, no. No, and it irks your nerves after so long, too, you know.
But
every
what I'm
time she tries to say it, like, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, you know.
What I'm saying is she could be the one. She could be the one, and you're letting her go without giving her an opportunity.
So she wasn't the one, then. So she would be the number two or the number three, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, that would have to be a day that I'm extremely frustrated and nothing's going my way, and then I will have to call her or something. But until then, fuck her, and I'm going to move on.
Danny's on the line. Danny, are you there tonight? Danny?
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Danny, what are you up to this evening?
at work cutting out my own mess.
Doing what?
I'm at work cutting out lion masks.
Oh, okay.
Handing out your masks.
I'm cutting out masks. We're having an event on Saturday, so I'm cutting out masks for it.
Oh, cutting out masks. You know, one thing I would like to say to you is I appreciate your dedication. You are loyal to this show, and no matter what you're doing, you always tune in. So we appreciate that.
No problem.
We love you long time.
Oh, that's good.
So Aloysius, I don't know if you were listening, but Aloysius mentioned that he has someone who could, who she's not able
to.
You think he's being mean? Well, you know, some might say that it's rude or inconsiderate of her, disrespectful of her, not to be able to pronounce his name.
I mean, if his name was David, maybe it'll be easier. But maybe it's hard for her. Her first is her first language English?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, then. So you can't just assume her, like, you can't pronounce all words, I mean, all things Chinese. Like, you may not say it correctly. You may try, but you may not accomplish it. But the point is,
after 15 fucking times, I'm pretty sure I could be damn near close.
I know, you're being too hard on her.
Well, I don't know.
Well, the other thing, the thing I want to ask you about, Danny, concerning this is that Aloysius said that she's not going to be a number one. He's given up on her. But he said that she could possibly be a 2, 3, 4. Is it okay with you that Aloysius has 2s, 3s, and 4s? You think there's anything wrong with that?
That he has 2s, 3s, and 4s?
Yeah.
I think he's just saying that number one may not work out. So he's already coming into whatever relationship he gets into next negatively. If you're already like, oh, she could be a number 2, 3, or 4. If she's not number one. But I mean, I don't think it's anything wrong. But whatever. That's him being me.
I might be a tad spoiled.
That's a long piece of paper you cut.
Oh, you can hear it? I'm so sorry.
Nice, you done put us on mute. The problem with you putting us on mute. Yeah.
Because you said I was cutting paper too loudly.
You said you were cutting paper. I didn't say it was too loud. I said it was a long piece of paper.
It's a mask. It's a lion mask. I was cutting his mane.
They don't have no lions there.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I am doing a lion. Ivana's doing an elephant.
You don't have any real lions.
Whatever.
And who's doing an elephant?
Ivana.
Tell her we said hello.
Ivana, they said hello.
Hi.
Did you hear her?
Yes.
We're
Hi, how are you?
Greetings.
Would that imply that we're on speaker?
What is that on me? No, you're not on speaker.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, now you're.
I was about to ask.
I don't want to get you all in trouble because we're about to get into the topic.
Because I actually it's like what that booty do. So.
She asked what that booty do. No comment.
Mm-hmm.
You said no comment.
But the booty
might
comment.
Speak for itself.
That's right. Yeah. The booty might not comment, but it sure can clap.
Damn right.
Nut job.
Nut job.
That's $15 where I'm from.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Since you guys are in a educational institution right now, let me throw this question out there. Aloysius and to the ladies, do you all think that Florida has a perception? Florida female teachers in particular have a perception of being horny and molesters of their children in their classrooms?
Ooh.
It's like once a week I hear about some teacher in Florida that has molested a child or is caught up in some mess.
It could be the ocean and the weather. I don't know.
And teachers are usually beautiful, too.
That's true, too. It was just when we were growing up, they were a little bit strange.
What was that, Danny?
I said I think the young guys are getting, like, hotter and hotter. They're getting, like, built like men already. So, I mean, not saying that it's okay, but I could see how someone would fall into that.
You don't think the teacher has a responsibility or should be in a position more mature to say no?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say it was right, but I see how you could fall into that. I mean, these young guys don't look like young guys all the time. They look like grown men.
Do you think that it's okay for a 16-year-old boy to date a 20-year-old woman?
Do I think it's okay?
Yeah.
I dated a 25-year-old when I was 15. So I would be the wrong one to ask that question because I'm going to automatically, if she's mature enough or if he's mature enough, then so be it.
Did you think anything was wrong with it?
Me?
Yeah.
Did I think anything was wrong with me dating a 25-year-old?
Yeah.
No.
Did your mother know?
She knew about him. She didn't know he was 25.
I remember this story.
Would it have made a difference if she would have known he was 25?
When she found out, it made a difference. I mean, we dated for a while when she found out. So I was like, what are you going to do now?
Oh, okay.
Did you...
And we move on?
Well, if you had a 16-year-old son, would you allow him to date a 25-year-old woman?
I wouldn't want him to, because I would assume that she's trying to take advantage of my son. But I could tell him not to, and he's still going to do it if he wants to. So if that's what he really, really wants to do, he's going to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, first topic for the night. The first topic for tonight is, if a woman opens Pandora's box by participating in threesomes with her man, does she have the right to get angry if he wants to have sex with the same woman without her?
Mm-hmm.
Aloysius, have you ever participated in a threesome while in a relationship?
I don't think that I have, now that I think about it. I've always been single when those things happen.
Danny, have you ever participated in a threesome?
I don't participate in things like that. I don't like to share at the same time.
Well, do you all think that it's wrong for a woman to get upset if her man wanted to be alone with that woman, or be intimate without her?
I don't think she's wrong, because she didn't introduce him to that. She introduced him to having sex with her, with someone else, not by himself.
You're saying his woman introduced him
she
to having sex with
him
to the concept of the threesome?
Yes. She didn't say, okay, honey, now go do it by yourself, of course I would be mad.
Minaj? Did Minaj join us?
Yes, I did. I'm sure did.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm not doing so good. But I'm all right.
Care to share what's going on?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I went down to Miami like 2 days ago
in a vehicle
with my sister. Yeah.
Wait. Where are you now?
Oh, I'm in Georgia. I'm coming through Georgia. And my sister decided to try to put me and my mother out on the side of the road.
Where is she?
Oh, she in the car with me.
Your sister's in the car with you?
Oh, no. She left us in Miami.
Your mother's in the car with you?
No, she left my mother, my grandmother, myself, my 8-year-old, and my 15-year-old nephew, and said she was leaving us there, and she left us there.
Where did she go?
Oh, she going to hell when I catch her. But when I see her, she going to hell. But it's all right, because all of us have money, and we got us a car. But we got a rental car, but we rolled down there with her.
We're in the Lonely Hearts Cafe, so we got to solve this issue. So wait. So where is she now? What state is she in?
I don't know where she is. She might be in, I'm pretty certain she's coming back to her home.
Who's in the car with you?
Everybody else that I called, my mother, my grandmother, my nephew, my son.
Tell them hello and we hope they're all right.
Huh?
Tell them hello, and we hope that they are all right.
Tell everybody. Oh, everybody, good. We good. The hotel we stayed in was right across from an Avis.
From a what?
From an Avis rental car.
Okay.
So she wasn't even gone 2 minutes before we got out. I had already booked the reservation because I figured she was sitting a little frog and she was going to leave. So I had already booked the reservation last night. So we good.
You know,
your friend is crazy. I just want you to know that. Not me. The other one is crazy.
What? What friend?
The sister of mine.
Well, Aloysius.
No comment.
Do you know who
she's
talking about?
I'm going to beat her ass. I'm going to beat her motherfucking ass.
I have nothing to say about that whole situation.
Bad-bodied ass when I see her. She just don't even know. She don't know how gangsta I am, but I'm going to tap that ass.
Aloysius, did you know this was going on?
This is my first time hearing anything about anything, so.
How would he know? I don't talk to him on a daily basis.
I was just wondering if any of this reached social media or if it was just anything going on.
No, I have no clue.
So you guys were in Florida and didn't call me to assist you all. I know you guys said you were.
No, I was going to call you, but we came down, our cousin passed away.
Okay, condolences to
you. And no problem. My initial response was, Mama, I'm going to drive you down there. And Grandmama, we can all go together. Not an issue. I don't have to return back to work until Thursday. So I'm like, we're good. I was like, okay. So I drive from Birmingham to Atlanta to my mother's house, get to Mama's house, and Mama was like, Erica said she's going to drive. I said, you know, I'll ride with her. She like to put people out. She'll put you out in Montgomery. She'll put you out in Atlanta. She'll put you out. She'll leave. She like to go early. She get mad with you and tell you that it's her car. And Mom was like, no, she's different. It's a funeral. And I was like, I'm skeptical about this. I said, that's why I'm going to pack real light. So we get in her car. I mean, we hadn't even made it out of Georgia before she started acting crazy. She was like, first she started with Mama. She was like, I'm trying to decide where to put you out at. And she was like, put me out where to go pick up some snacks. What you gonna put me out to do? Would go to the bathroom, what you going to put me out for? So she decided it. She turned around and was headed back to Georgia. Then she decided that she was going to turn around and go on down to Florida. So we get to Florida to the hotel. She has hell in her, and then she decides she goes to the funeral. She gets mad about nothing. Calls me a slut, which I acknowledged it, and I was like, well, you know, I am the best one I know. I suck dick very well, so you know I am a slut. If you want to call me that, I'll be that. I said, but this slut has a career, and I've had a husband, more than what you've had, but we don't talk about that. So she decides to tell me all these other wonderful things and adjectives that she wants to describe it using me, and then she tells everybody in the hotel room that she's leaving. She gets her child, gets in the car, and leaves. So, but last night, I knew she was going to do that. I told Mama, I said, Mama, she's not going to take us back. I said, Mom, we need to just go on and get us a rental car. So when we were sitting out by the pool, I had already made a reservation with Avis, which was in the parking lot of our hotel. And lo and behold, after her breakfast was digested in her second belly, she goes on to tell us that she's leaving us. And she proceeds to leave us. But I had already went across the street and picked up the car, and it was in the parking lot before she even knew that it was that we had gotten the car. She had already decided. When we came back to the room from breakfast, she had packed up all her stuff and was putting it in the car. We had already parked the car in the front of the hotel because we knew she wasn't going to take us back. So when she decided that she was going to be gone, we had already had our car. So, but I was stopping because I had to vent because I really can't say what I want to say because Grandma and Mama in the car. But y'all pray for your classmate. She going to have some bruises and ass beams coming her way. She could have left me. She could have left me. You can't leave my 85-year-old grandmother and my 8-year-old son and my 15-year-old nephew. You don't leave children and old people. You could have left me any day.
Wow. No, that's different.
So, Where in Georgia are you all now?
We are in, I don't even know. What do you think? I think I have passed Valdosta and passed Houston. I'm like maybe 40 minutes away from Macon, but it was time for me to get some gas, so I had to stop. And I had to, like, vent with people who had good sense.
Why, thank you.
Are you guys making it back to Atlanta tonight, or do you need to?
Yeah, we'll be we good. Right. You know, we're not financially struggling. We are good. We are good. I'm 45 minutes away from Macon, and Mama lives 40 minutes from Macon. So, what, another 80?
Hello? Hello? We lost.
Yeah, she just has a couple hour drive, basically. So she'll be okay. And it sounds like she has a lot of energy, so.
Well, we weren't expecting that.
No, we weren't. That's kind of different.
If she calls back in, you know I'm going to try to get Ms. Harrell on the phone.
Okay. So the thing is, if there's a threesome going on, I guess you would have to anticipate someone's emotions getting the best of them in that situation. You know what I mean? Especially the person coming. I wouldn't fully understand it, but I would assume, like it was said before, if it wasn't brought in initially, then there's going to be some issues because emotions do get involved. And when you're saying basically that the other girl is a better lay than the main girl that you're with, or is there something different, you know? And that difference is what you need to spice up, you know, the relationship.
You know, I experienced this a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time, you're absolutely right. It does imply that the other girl is a better lay. I don't know if it was the fact that she was a better lay or the fact that it was new and different pussy. So I recall that one young lady, the incumbent young lady, said that, you know, she ended up just sitting on the side of the bed or couch or whatever because she felt that I enjoyed having sex with the other woman more than her. So when you talk about Pandora's box in some certain in these situations, you know, that's to your point of what you're saying. There's a whole lot of emotional shit. And you don't know when it's going to hit, and you don't know who it's going to hit. Because your girl, the women can be into each other and digging each other.
That's true, too.
You could be living your life, and the girls are having fun without you.
That's absolutely true. I've seen the situation where it was a lesbian relationship, and I was invited in, and it was more of the more dominant one trying to show off, you know what I mean? And the submissive one was like, she won't even let me kiss her, and, you know, so I'm dogging out the more dominant one, and she's like, just don't really invite her and let her do this and that. And I'm like, okay, but it's still kind of silly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was basically an act, not a sexual act, just an act on the other person's part, just to show that she was controlling everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that wasn't the coolest that it could have been. I mean, but we've had other experiences outside of that, which were a lot better, but the first one was kind of rocky and emotional for those two.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, ooh, candy, basically, you know.
Yep. Okay, Minaj said that her cell phone died, and she called from another phone. And she needed the number to call back in, so I've given her the number to call back in. She called me on my cell phone, so I had to give her the hotline number. Okay. Topic number two. Studs. If a woman is gay, why does she want a stud? Why does she want a woman who is... Ooh, we got the phone lines lighting up. Let me see who all we got. Okay, this is Minaj here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have another... Let me see who's on the other line. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Lonely Heart Cafe.
I'm just standing right here.
Hi.
Who do we
have?
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, Sunshine.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wonderful.
You hello.
You missed a wonderful show thus far.
Huh?
You missed a wonderful show thus far.
Hey, what you guys been talking about?
You.
Well,
me? I'm blushing.
Yes, Minaj. You are.
Yeah.
So you guys are okay? You lost it?
My phone died. But I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to hit this road. And y'all be good. I call you Christopher and let you know.
Tell everybody in the car that we're glad you guys are safe. And you guys call us if you need us to keep you company on the road.
Oh, we got an hour and 10 minutes. It's an hour and 23 minutes left on the road before our GPS, so we good.
Okay. Is there anything that anybody wants to say?
Happy travels.
I don't know what's going on, but enjoy your trip. Where are you going?
Minaj, is there anybody in the car with you that wants to say anything? Okay. All right. Well, you all be safe.
Y'all got your seatbelts on? Okay, y'all. Bye bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that.
What did I miss?
Well, since she put it out there, we can retrace it. She and her mother and her grandmother and her sister rode to Miami with the sister driving to attend the funeral of a relative. But when they got down there, the sister put them out and left them. So they rented a car and they're driving back now.
Wow. Yeah. And here I go to my happy trip.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm sorry, I'm so long.
No, it's cool, it's cool. But you know, being that we know everybody involved.
Right.
I'm interested in hearing the other side of the story.
The sister side, right?
The sister side. And then I was hoping the mother would jump on the phone.
The sister but who graduated with us or the other?
The one that graduated with us.
Wow, she's usually even-tempered.
Mm-mm. No, she isn't.
Oh, well, I don't know it other than that way.
Aloysius, did that story surprise you?
Nothing really surprised me nowadays, to tell you the truth. It was different, though.
Mm-hmm. I got to check
because that out. I'm kind of like Sunshine, though. I usually see her smiling and even-tempered, yeah. You know, most of the time.
Yeah. I know. I cheated on a test in English class one time that she told. But
do you know what I mean?
That's her true nature, so I didn't take offense to it.
Yeah, take that.
She cool, though. But, I wanted to hear the mother's perspective also.
Yeah.
So we'll follow up on that. So we've got Danny on the line. Danny, I know Danny's like, what the hell? But more of that. So, Sunshine, what's going on around your way? What's been going on with you? Anything going on with the friend who was dating the older gentleman and the younger gentleman?
Still happening, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. At all. So, the first topic, we'll just give you an opportunity to comment. The first topic was, if a woman opens Pandora's box by participating in threesomes with her man, does she have the right to get angry if he wants to have sex with the woman without her?
Wow. That's why you lay out rules ahead of time. And if those rules are violated, she has a right. But if they had no rules, then there's no rules.
Amen. It's all about the rules. What's set up ahead of time? What?
You can have some type of order because I don't think, in my opinion, that threesomes are conducive to relationships. Threesomes are only conducive for fun events. So, if you're looking for a relationship, you're going to always second-guess yourself. What if he appears to enjoy himself more with her or vice versa? And you'll always feel uncomfortable in a normal setting unless this is something people do for recreation. So I don't think it's a conducive thing for relationships. So I would just say don't do it if you're in a relationship.
Is Sunshine anti-threesome? Are you anti-threesome?
I am anti-threesome, but if I had to, I've tried it once, male to females, it ended up in a fight. And,
why?
Because I wasn't feeling that.
Why would such a beautiful thing end up in a fight?
because I was not feeling my man getting on some chick. You know, I thought it was about my pleasure. And when he started enjoying her and she was enjoying him, shit just went south for me. I didn't find any pleasure in that. So okay. That just didn't work out. We ended up in the basement smoking blunts for the next hour until his brother came home and swept her off her feet and got her the hell up out the damn house.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would do it, it would be with two men. And I would have to be like the princess, the goddess. It couldn't be like no raunchy gagging me and, you know, two-hole penetration or nothing like that. But, you know, it would be very sensual, but it would be two men. It wouldn't be another woman.
Doesn't have to be two-hole penetration. It could be two dicks in one hole.
No. I said no double penetration. No hole.
Right.
You know, maybe oral and vaginal, but that's about as far as I'm going.
There you go. That's a start.
Mm-hmm. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, not a whole thing.
It's like an ultimate fantasy to get two men that I am sexually aroused by to have a threesome with. I probably do that before. Maybe when I'm like 65 or something, just to do something for my birthday or something.
Hey, shit, 65. Danny? Danny?
Yes.
Would you ever do it, two men?
No.
Why not? Can you be, Danny's at work, y'all, so she got to mute us and then try to sneak. But Danny, the question is, whenever you want to chime in, the next question is, you know, are you afraid of double penetration? Is there anything wrong with a little DP? DP, are you with me?
That's a little different. So we were talking about studs and what now?
So the next topic, studs. Sunshine, I'm glad you're on the line. Why do women like studs? A stud is looking like a man or a boy, doesn't have the equipment of a man or a boy, and a man can lick, suck. So why be with a stud?
Mm-hmm.
Why do lesbians like studs? If you know anybody who has been, if you have any friends and the associates who are lesbians that like studs, why? What do you think is appealing about that to them?
Well, I don't have any friends that I know that like studs. I know some studs. You know, we have a few stud women in Selma, and I don't know. I just can't get sexy and excited titties down like that, see?
What did you say about titties?
How they tie them down. Like, you know, who wants to compact their titties off? You know?
There are a couple of different ways that they do things like that, but why, I don't know either.
Yeah, well,
free the
titties,
to attract more, women, basically.
No.
That's what we need to see.
Go ahead, Aloysius.
Someone to give the illusion that they are young guys, young thuggish guys, I guess, you know.
And then they put the athletic bras on and everything, you know, trying to hold everything down.
Right.
I saw one the other day sagging and shit. I'm like, what's the point of sagging?
Well, you see that all the time around here.
I don't get it, but, you know, to each his own. And you know, they call them studs, bull daggers, dykes, the manly type. You got the lipstick version. I really don't know, but there's a
boss
need.
Lady.
You know? I don't know the need. But there's a need because they're here. They exist.
Yeah.
If it wasn't something that people desired, they wouldn't keep populating.
Yeah, that's the thing about dominance, too, I think.
And I just think that every woman wants a masculine energy.
Mm.
I guess so masculine energy because no woman wants a bitch around them all. You know what I mean? In my opinion. So I would assume the only reason why it does exist to that nature where they dress up as men and give that image as a man is because it gives the illusion of masculinity in most feminine women want that energy around them. So.
Yeah,
but they
I agree.
Don't have they just don't have a dick attached to their body. So I don't know how masculine you can be without a dick, but they look like they do rather well.
Yeah, they always have strap-ons, so...
Yeah, I see a girl who wears all the time. I know one who wore it every day, as if it was part of her.
Boss
lady stepped in the studio, y'all. Let's ask her. Why do women like studs? What's so appealing with a woman that is looking like a man or a boy? He can't penetrate without a strap on. A man can lick. Yeah, the hard ones, Rambo Dyke. I know you wouldn't know shit. What you attracted to? Y'all, we about to have sex on the air. Alright. See you, boss lady. Alright. Okay. Next topic. Why do people stay in relationships when the mate treats them like shit? I always take this one because you have a social science background. When you see a woman who has been mentally abused, or even a man, we got some mutual friends who've been mentally abused in relationships. Why do they stay? Why do they
love that particular person, and they don't think that they'll find another person in their lifetime that will love them in the way that that person did at one point. You know, it could be financial. You know, he or she could be paying the bills, and the more submissive person is just, you know, has no other way out. I mean, it could be a bunch of different variables, so you know what I mean? Love can really conquer some people and put them in a bad position.
I agree. I think most people out of fear. You know, if somebody busts in your face every other night and he keeps telling you, if you leave me, I'm going to bust you on the other side of your face, you get sort of obedient, you know what I mean? And really something's wrong with the man, and the woman thinks that they're always going to change. So I think it's more mental than financial. And I think it's more fear-induced, but I don't have a clue either. Because I've been to stab them in his sleep and his throat, you know.
You've been to what?
I've been to stab him while he's sleeping in the middle of his throat and his trachea. So I'm not really sure why they stay without catching a charge. I don't get that.
Okay. Danny can't talk. Okay. Next question is, why is it that most men discriminate so, they put all them O's on them, so much against a woman's shape and size, when half of y'all walk around looking like a 40 keg yourself?
Because those men suck.
You haven't birthed one child, breastfed, nor gone through postpartum depression. Oh, wow. Is postpartum depression common?
You want to go again, Alice? I thought you were going to say that
it's
probably.
It's actually, I think it is. A lot of women have that. But still, that has nothing to do with what a man desires. I mean, he can want whatever he wants to. That's a part of being alive. That's a person in general.
Preach.
Regardless of what his figure is, he does want that model And he does want her, you know, to have that $100 smile. Well, not $100, million-dollar smile. And, you know, it's just a part of life. Who doesn't? Just like any woman would want, you know, the muscular dude with, you know, with the different accent and the whole nine.
Sunshine, do you want the muscular dude with the accent? And the whole nine?
Well, let's see. What was the question again?
Goddamn. What were we doing? Smoking a blunt in the basement?
I already did that. Maybe that's the problem. But Everett threw me in a loop. Aloysius threw me off a little bit. And I was reading this post on Facebook about the Mimi. The only reason why I would kick you out of bed is to fuck you on the floor, and I just lost all train of thought. But forgive me.
But that's appealing. That's appealing to you, isn't it? The roughness of it.
Okay. So can you repeat the scenario since I lost all train of thought? I promise you, I did.
No, let's go to that. Let's go to that. So you like the roughness?
No. See, you know, I learned that. I really don't. Okay. I was in a situation, and, you know, I'm not as flexible as I used to be. And, you know, I like to be choked, you know, and I guess some people have different levels of choking, you know, but I felt like I was being hogtied, you know, and I don't like it that kind of roughness, you know, but it was interesting, to say the least, and it was energetic, and it made me think about it, but I don't think I'm really I'm S&M. No, I'm just like pseudo S&M.
You like the thought of it.
Off the bed, fuck on the floor. See, that's different. That's not really rough. To flip me off the bed and I ended up on my back and I ended up buck on the floor, that's sort of sexy in a way. You know what I mean? But to like throw me down and choke me and snatch me and then that's a little bit too much, you know.
That would be a bit much, yeah.
What's
there have to be some anger really involved in that.
Right. And, you know, I was watching a film, a porn, you know, flick a couple of days ago, and they had this lady, like, strapped up the contraption, and I always thought the contraption was sort of intriguing. Until I saw the abuse she had to endure. And just
was
knowing
it
that...
Was a fucking machine?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't that, because I think that's a little strange. It was like a harness.
Okay.
And her hands and her feet were tied together. You know, her left foot was tied to her left hand, and her right foot was tied to her right hand.
Mm.
And she was held suspended in air, and it was like as if she was in distress. And I wouldn't want to be in a position like that where I had to depend on someone else to free me like that, on that level. That's a bit much.
Would you like to be tied up?
Tied up by a harness? Who's tried a harness in this?
I've placed people in one. I haven't tried it myself.
Exactly. I've placed people in one.
Yeah.
Did she reach an orgasm, though? That's the question, I guess.
Yes, I believe she did, but it was like, I don't know. I couldn't say what she felt like, but she didn't look as if, you know, but I've been engaged where I was distressed. I enjoyed it, in a sense, but she just looked distressed. If it was a live cast, I would probably have called 911 and freed her.
Have you ever been tied up? Have you ever been tied up in a room or basement for like a weekend and just fucked the entire weekend?
No, not tied up. We don't have to be tied up. Maybe for a minute. Maybe one leg and one arm.
No, I mean like rope and chain for the entire weekend. And Sunday.
Some
Sunday.
Maybe
Sunday. Nope. Entire weekend. About
24 hours. I gotta keep.
Then about 4 o'clock in 4 o'clock in the evening on Sunday, you let her out the dog cage, and you let her go home.
Oh, wow! I can't say what I won't ever do.
Would you ever allow?
You're damn right.
Would you ever allow a man to put you in a dog cage?
No, I don't think I ever get in a dog cage. He would have to put you right. He would have to put me in it. I don't think I'll volunteer just to go.
One of them big Great Dane dog cages.
Okay, but I need pillows.
Mm-hmm. That's doable.
So. But yeah, I think it's a trend now in Selma where a lot of older women are dating men under 25.
That's always been a trend.
Yeah.
Oh,
might as well.
Maybe more open.
Yeah, it's a little bit more open now, yeah.
Yeah. Breaking news. Suge Knight has a GoFundMe page. So would anybody, will any of you be contributing to that?
Would I support a millionaire to get more millions? That's what you're asking. Because he's going to prison.
So you're asking me I'm going to support who killed Biggie? I just want to know who killed Biggie. Just tell me. I can't help him until he tells me who killed Biggie and who killed Pop. Until he gives up that.
Put five on that. You put five on that. Yeah, I'll put five on that with you. For that information, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. He's legally blind now, on top of everything else.
That's hilarious.
I know, right?
That is actually hilarious. But so what did you guys do over the Easter? Did you guys ride anybody?
Did we ride anyone?
Ride them?
Like sexually?
Did you skin a rabbit over the Easter holiday?
No,
I laid my black ass down. That's what I did.
My wife. Go figure.
Beautiful thing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. What'd you do? Did you? Oh, I saw the Easter egg basket. That was cool.
Oh yeah.
Did you let anybody play with your Easter egg?
Did what?
Did anybody play
careful.
With your? Huh?
Did who play with the Easter egg?
Did anybody play with your Easter egg?
Yeah, it tickled the little
devil
egg
in me. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Well,
so,
I would say this. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was
going to
ask if there was any other topics I missed.
No, that was it. But I would say this, that we did a show last week about unfortunate looking kids being posted on Facebook. And I noticed this, that, how should I put this? Should I say it? Should I say it, y'all?
Yes, you should.
Okay, somebody stopped posting pictures of their kids and started posting pictures of, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. When my mind is telling me not to say anything, fuck it, I'm going to say it. So people stop posting pictures of their kids, and instead they took their kids out to eat and posted pictures of the food and drink that they were eating instead of posting pictures of the kids. So the kids got demoted.
So that means they didn't buy any kids no new Easter outfits. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. It means they were listening to the show and got the message.
That's a good thing, though.
Oh, yes.
Well,
it's easy on the eyes.
You guys are terrible. I wish I wasn't as slow as I was on catching on.
No, it's cool. It's cool. We all on the same page. We all speaking. We all traveling the same speed.
Yes, we are.
Okay, Sunshine. As we wrap up the show, ask Christopher anything. Ask Christopher anything. Go ahead. Here's your one opportunity to ask Christopher anything. Danny, get ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm telling Danny get ready too because she's got to unmute her call. Go ahead.
Have you ever used a sex toy designed for a woman for your own pleasure?
That's interesting. Alone or with the woman?
Either.
Okay, so, yes, but here's how it works. The vibrator, right?
Right.
So if I'm penetrating the woman, to have the vibrator underneath my nutsack was incredibly and is incredibly stimulating. I find that after ejaculation, you know, your penis goes soft a little bit, but that stimulates it and gets the erection back again. So yeah.
Was it a bullet or was it a dildo?
No, it wasn't a dildo because a dildo is like no battery operated, right? This was like a. It wasn't a bullet. It wasn't a little. What was the little one? You know what?
The little
one was
a bullet.
It was a bullet. It was a little one. Come to think of it. But I use a lot of toys, so you know.
That's interesting.
But no, no penetration with no toys. Shit, no. And nothing penetrating my duty hole.
Okay. Hands up. Have fun on that one, my brother.
Danny, did you have a question? I'm yelling like Danny's in another room.
You don't have to yell at me.
No, I'm sorry. Did you have a question for me? You can ask anything.
I have a question. Thank you. I said, no, I don't have any questions.
Oh, okay. I'm a little bit disappointed in that.
You're disappointed? Why?
Yeah. What about your coworker? Is she around? Does she have a question?
Giovanna, you have any questions? No, she did want to tell you her.
Tell us what? She wanted to tell us what? I believe they're fighting.
I'm lost. What happened?
Because Danny was going to tell something that her coworker didn't want her to tell. Maybe. Okay. Sunshine, you want to say your goodbye?
I do. Night? Sorry I was late. I signed my son up for the Boss League basketball team and practice on Tuesday night to begin at 7:15. And I had to go and do the registration process and everything like that. So I just want to say I apologize for being late. Seems like I missed some good stuff. So next Tuesday, I might be a little late, but it's all because I'm being a mom.
No problem. Shout out to Demo and Boss League. And they
get
free tickets to Toro's game, so I'll see them this summer. Aloysius, would you like to say your good night? Go ahead and bless the congregation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Stone Cold Groove, as usual, we do appreciate your participation. We do appreciate your love, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Have a blessed one, and a great one, and a more prosperous. Prosperous.
Found it.
Moment in life.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
You usually join the shows late, but what we started doing is we've been starting to play sound bites from previous shows at the beginning of the show to give people a little taste of what to expect. So tonight I'm going to play you a little, we'll just play some sound bites from some previous shows. I'll give you about three of them. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Here we go.
Breasts are like soda. You never want them to be flat.
All right, that's one.
Okay.
Let me see what else here.
Oh, she got the herpes all around the lips. And then you have to call them baby, and, you know, bitch and baby and hoe and. Like, I know your mama.
Here's another one.
They're going to have whole tendencies, you know. Yeah, they're going to always, even in the back of their mind, they still have that horror, that whorish idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe in an international gentleman of leisure, I've globe-trotted with the women, and
yeah. So one day we're gonna put together a best of show.
Okay.
To get you some good sound bites. Here goes some more.
You know what? What irks my nerves is all these tatted bras fooling the shit out of me.
Yeah. Padded
okay.
Padded bra. All right. So we will say good night to everyone. And I just look forward to seeing everybody this summer. When everybody's in Selma this summer, we're going to do a show live from Selma. We have to pick somebody's house or a sports bar or someplace and do a show live from there.
And have an audience.
All right. Yep. Live studio audience. Here we go. Last one.
And it's a joy. The first time you hit it, it's like a joy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The
just
angels
to
are singing and like rain is coming down. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, I hate this bitch.
That shit is funny. All right, what were we saying, Sunshine?
I said you might shut the city down with Aloysius in town.
Aloysius?
All right, say that again.
When we do the live broadcast, you might shut the city down with Aloysius in town.
I doubt it. Nobody knows me there.
Erotica, you have a lot of fans. So... We might can make some money if we market Aloysius.
That's possible.
You know, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking if we have Aloysius throughout the first pitch of the baseball game. Interesting.
What were you about to say?
What were you about to say?
Who, me?
Yes,
that's what she's going to lock me in that basement and do things to me, I think.
Shit.
Yeah, put me in one of the slave quarters here on Water Avenue and tie him up to one of the concrete walls and just have my way with him for a couple of days until the show starts and then he returns back to Chi-Town.
We have a message from social media that says that our voices are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's appreciated.
We thank you all for that. Okay, everybody. Let's take a break until next week. We will see you all next week on the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Peace.
Tough. I think I'm in love. Imagination going crazy. Think I wanna make her my lady. In a way she gets so freak. I just wanna give her a babe. And I'm gonna get her wide open. Give her what she been missing. That feeling. Lick it till she shivers her in all. And I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. They won't get in, not tonight. Cause I'm gonna have to make my mark on you, girl. You are my world, my piece of paradise. Baby, let me do what I want to you. Girl, I promise you this whole night I'll be kissing you. Until your body comes, until we see the sun. Blue into shotgun once I touch you with my taser tongue. And I just wanna get away open, give her what she's been missing.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.